This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, May 25th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Chaldean Patriarch Louis Saiko spoke to Iraqi Shiite leader Muqtada al-Sadr after his coalition won the most seats in Iraq's parliamentary elections this month. Saiko said the coalition leader stated his intention to quote-unquote support Christians. Saiko now leads many of Iraq's Christians as they seek to rebuild their lives after the Islamic State was defeated last year. Churches in South Sudan, Africa, led peace talks between the government and rebel leaders, achieving a ceasefire agreement between the warring parties. Anglican Archbishop Justin Badi Arama led the talks, saying, quote, "We were able to offer ourselves and to engage with the different parties, pray with them, and encourage them," end quote. Thousands have died in conflicts there since December 2013. Please pray for our Sudanese brothers and sisters in Christ in this war-torn area. Romans 8, 35 and 37 asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us." China may be scrapping all limits on how many children families can have as soon as this year, reports Bloomberg. The original limit of one child per family went into effect in 1979. Officials changed the policy to two children in 2016. Government research shows that the policy has prevented about 400 million births. Psalm 127:3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." In a letter yesterday, President Donald Trump canceled the summit planned for next month with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump cited, quote, "tremendous anger and open hostility," end quote, in statements made by Pyongyang, making such a meeting, quote unquote, "inappropriate at this time." South Korean and United Nations officials expressed concern about the summit's cancellation. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick appeared on ABC News this week to discuss the recent school shooting at the Santa Fe High School that took the lives of 10 people. Patrick pointed out how America has devalued life.
Should we be surprised in this nation? We have devalued life, whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence, may have lost empathy for their victims by watching hours and hours of video violent games. 97% of teenagers watch video games, and 85% of those are violent games.
Illinois West Prairie High School told 18-year-old valedictorian Sam Blackledge that he could not reference Jesus or his Christian faith in his prepared graduation speech on Saturday. Blackledge's statements included, quote, "The most important thing in your life is to find intimacy with God. As you search for goodness, justice, love, and forgiveness, know that only God is big enough to provide that for you," end quote. The school may face a lawsuit as First Liberty Institute has taken the student's case, saying the school violated his constitutional rights. Southern Baptist Theological Seminary President Albert Moeller warned of, quote, "a foretaste of the wrath of God poured out," end quote, as the seminary fired Paige Patterson, controversial former president of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Patterson was criticized when remarks of his surfaced from 2000, reportedly suggesting women in abusive relationships should stay with their potentially violent husbands. 1 Peter 4:17 says, "For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?" At the third annual International Day for the Unreached prayer event on Sunday, held at Focus on the Family's headquarters, a Christian man shared how God used the Gospel of John to bring his tribe to Christ a century ago. Stay tuned for a Worldview special report, directly after the newscast. And finally, 6-year-old Australian McKinley Anderson is being called the quote-unquote Miracle Girl. Doctors declared her 99% brain dead after she suffered a terrible car accident. Against all odds, Anderson regained consciousness, began speaking, and even walking again. A message at their GoFundMe page for the girl's medical expenses says she is here, quote, by the miracles, powers, and wonders of God, end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, May 25th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. At the third annual International Day for the Unreached on Pentecost Sunday, May 20th, one brother in Christ, John Pudaiti, president of Bibles for the World, shared a powerful story about how God used the Gospel of John to transform his tribe over 100 years ago from, quote, headhunters to heart hunters, end quote. The day was to remind the body of Christ why it's so important to reach those 2.5 billion people who still have not seen or read the Word of God. Bibles for the World currently has been able to provide Bibles to over 120 nations, according to their website. And the Worldview spoke to Pudaiti about how God brought the gospel to his tribe through a missionary named Watkin Roberts.
There was a missionary from Wales, a young man of only 22 years old, and he came to India because he had heard about our tribe as being one of the most savage headhunting tribes in the British Empire. And he really felt the call to come and share the gospel with us.
Pudaiti explained that the Gospel of John was the only book of the Bible that was translated into a language that the tribes could speak.
At that time, the Gospel of John had just been translated into a neighboring language. And so he bought copies of that, and he sent one to the chief of each of the villages in our tribe. And so one of those copies of the Gospel of John came to my grandfather's village. Now, the people at that time, they couldn't read, and they really didn't know what it meant.
He said that the tribe asked the missionary if he could come explain the book to them.
So they sent the message back through the mail runner saying, "Sir, will you please come and explain the meaning of this book?" Well, that young missionary, when he got that message, he just, you know, felt this was like his Macedonian call. Please come and share the gospel with us. And so he went to the British authorities and tried to get permission to visit our village.
Pudaiti said the authorities did not want the missionary to reach out to his tribe because of the danger.
They refused to allow him because it was, we were known as headhunters, and they said they couldn't ensure his safety. So he snuck up into the hills, traveled more than a week through the jungle, and made his way to our village. And he was able to stay there just 5 days. But in those 5 days, the Holy Spirit just spoke through him, and he was able to share the gospel message with our people.
Pudaiti said that this was the visit that God used to transform his grandfather into a follower of Jesus.
From that visit, brief visit of 5 days, five young men gave their lives to Christ. My grandfather was one of those early Christians.
Pudaiti shared that the missionary was not able to return, but this was the catalyst for something huge.
The missionary left, saying that he would come back and teach us more about Jesus, but he went back to the British fort, and they were very upset with him. They knew he had snuck up into the hills, and so they kicked him out of the district and eventually out of the state and out of India as he tried to stay in contact with us. But the seed of the gospel had been planted among our people. And those first young Christians, they started sharing that message of Jesus Christ with everyone in their village, and then it moved on from village to village to village.
He testified that these young, newly converted missionaries were on fire for the gospel, something the missionary would have never expected after he spent only 5 days with them.
And along the way, they shared also with other tribes, other people groups, and so it spread across our tribe, and within 30 years, before World War II, before the Japanese invaded our part of India, every single village in our tribe had been evangelized. And so it was really done by the work just from that first Gospel of John and then the work of those early young Christians that it spread. little contact in those early days with missionaries, with anybody. We only had that Gospel of John. We didn't even have the New Testament in that neighboring language until 1938, 28 years later.
Padotti said his grandfather's conversion and the subsequent evangelization of the entire tribe is what motivates Bibles for the World today to continue taking God's word to all corners of the world.
And that's what's just been amazing, and that is what still inspires us and motivates us to get God's word out to remote villages, to the unreached people groups all over the world. And we've been doing this in places like Nepal, other parts of India, China, Thailand. God has blessed us, and we've been able to work now in 120 different countries around the world. And it's always with that same vision and that same fervor that we want to go out and just place God's word there and plant the seed of God's word. And who knows what's going to happen from that.
Padotti reminded Christians that God's word never returns void. And his heritage is a strong reminder of God's word as living and active.
We've seen the transformation of our tribe from headhunters to heart hunters. And we know that God's transforming power can do that all over again, whether it be in South America or in Africa or other parts of Asia. We know that, and we just are so blessed to think that we can be a part of it, that God allows us to play that role as sowers of the seed of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Isaiah 52:7 comes to mind when thinking about how God sent that missionary over 100 years ago to John Pudaiti's tribe. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. To learn more about the Bible distribution projects that Bibles for the World is involved in, go to BiblesfortheWorld.org. That's BiblesfortheWorld.org. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.